Fred Film Radio, Turin Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 37th Torino Film Festival. I'm with Cornelio Poromboyu, director of La Gomera, screening here in the Festa Mobile section. Welcome.
Thank you for the invitation.
So, if we risk to spoil it a little bit, how would you describe La Gomera for our listeners?
It's a story about a guy who's going to an island to learn a whistling language in order to do something bad, but all it will be unintended, so it will transform in something that he never expected.
Why the thriller genre to explore, let's say, all the layers of the human soul?
I wanted to make a movie about people that they don't believe anymore in language, you know, or they use the language in order to get an advantage. So that was the starting point of the project, and after that, I went back to the classical noir films because there they are dealing with this kind of topics. And I get inspired by that, and I will define my film like a sort of neo-noir.
When did you learn about what I call the other protagonist of the story, the syllable, the language? When did you learn about that, and when did you decide to, and why and when did you decide to build a film around it?
I saw, like 10 years ago, I saw a TV reportage about La Gomera, about the island, and there they were speaking also about the whistling language. So for me, it was in the beginning, I was attracted by it has something poetic and in the same time weird, this language, you know. And I start to read about, and I start to learn more things about this language. And I could do in a way a certain type in my mind, because there are 40 regions in the world where people, they communicate by whistling. So I could have in my mind, I could do a certain type of speculation, like even though we didn't know the origins of these languages, for me it was like something pre-languages that we know, you know, something that is so ancient. And to use this type of communication in a world today where we are very hyper technologic world, you know, for me it was funny, but in the same time to something like to return to something primitive, you know.
Yeah, it's fascinating the way that syllable can connect people, at the same time can make them escape the conventional way of getting tracked.
Yeah, at the end, in our day, it's a code, you know, it's coding a language. The principle is simple. Instead of, you have two vocals, you know, and four consonants. It's a way of coding a language, but in the same time, even that it's more simple and you can't express too much, maybe in the same time, it forces you to express really the more let's say principal things, you know.
There's a, even if it's a neo-noir, as you said, there's a still irony, and it's even like sort of a comedy in a way, and that's something that you don't expect to find in a thriller or in a neo-noir. Why this decision? Did you balance these elements?
I think it's something, for me, the humor is something very natural. It came natural for me. In the same time, I wanted to make I think all my characters, you know, my movies, they are very serious, you know. They are people that they are very serious, and they focus. They think that they control their destiny. In fact, it's something above them that made them to pass through the life. So also, I'm a big fan of Buster Keaton, and I think this type of seriousness, and had all my characters, they have this type of seriousness, and this gives a certain type of decalage when you for the audience, and because all the time when I'm speaking with the actors, even the scene, it could be played in a more funny way. I ask them all the time to be really into the situation, and for them all it was happening there to be very serious, you know.
Yeah, that's Catherine told me that during the shooting she couldn't really tell what was your idea. She sort of followed you and she knew that you had a very, very strict idea of what you wanted to do, but she couldn't really understand it from the beginning or from the script. So she mm-hmm. just went with the flow. So, but especially with the, let's say, I'm interested in knowing how you worked and played with also with the archetypes, you know, of mm-hmm. The genre, like the femme fatale, because Catherine was talking about the fact that for her, her dark lady is classical, very classical. Mm-hmm. So why did you think that he had to be classical? How do you think that these archetypes are functional for what you're trying to tell in the film?
First, it was for her part. It was some her character is someone that she have to play a role, even that she's dealing with the mobsters, even that she's followed by the police officers. So, and I said to me that she invents a role. In fact, she took a role from the classical films. So like that, she constructs a certain type of double nature. And I wanted to play with that with all the other characters because the system that I built this script, it was like a mirror-like, you know. So I wanted not to have, because all the characters, they hide something, you can't have something, you could understand them just from other reflections from the other characters. So all the that was the principle of the film. So I wanted to and also to the main character to be in a way his destiny to be in a way controlled or defined by free woman, you know. So this type of archetype, like his mother Gilda, and also the chief prosecutor, which each one of them, it's a certain type of archetype for the world in which he's living in.
What do you expect from the Italian release of your film? What do you think about the title Fischia?
I hope that the people they will enjoy the film and they will come to see it. Every time when you make a film, you want that you want to have more and more audience, and I hope it will work. I think the fact that it's a genre film, it could attract more people, maybe. Mm-hmm. And I think the story, it's a puzzle-like story for the people that they are consuming a certain type of thriller, they could be interested in this. And otherwise, yeah, I hope it will have a lot of entries. I don't know.
Thank you so much, Cornelio Porombojo, for being here with us and talk about La Gomera, Fischia, screening at the 37th Torino Film Festival in Festa Mobile.
Thank you for the invitation.
And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.